somle pali tun zing engmo za chung kan lo en to kha alama khanin keu le teng u.
Many people, they come to Jesus only to find out how they can go to heaven.
Mitam tak lali suabulan lo kal san su van ram an kal du vang ani thi na.
So all of you who are sitting here this morning must decide, are you only interested in going to heaven when you die, or are you interested in living for Jesus on earth?
Tukin singa helai lokal khom song song tepo hianin in thi huna la van ramakal tu sei lali suwa zui du nge he khovela in nam chunga adu zong ti hi.
When I said yesterday that there's a difference between a child and a son,
nimin khan no sen le fa pui ding dang lam na kan soi to a.
Children don't have any sense of responsibility.
No pang chuan mo phut na an nei lo ti kan ria a.
If a child is waiting for his father to come back from some distant place,
no pang in appa khoe mo la tak jin lo ha ta se la.
As soon as the father comes back, the child wants to open the bag to see if the father has brought anything for him.
Appa ina lo chen vele khano pang khan appa thing rem ke ne mo su kes ke ne mo kha han hon wat adu thin ti.
Have you brought any sweets for me?
Chitu menge mo mi ron hon sakem ti thi na.
Have you brought any gifts for me?
Thil enge mo mi ron hon sakem ti na zo thi na.
He is more interested in the gift than the father.
Appa thi ron hon sak tur kha appa tak ai khan angai poi mo thin ani.
Now among Christians also we can say there are two types of people.
Ring tu te jing a po hian chi hi kanom thin.
There are some who are interested only in the Lord's gifts, not in the Lord himself.
Attend to one pathian ina ma som na ape ka chau an lu oi tu chong ngai tua thi na ape tu lam ngai tua thi.
And there are others who are interested in the Lord himself, even if he gives them no gifts.
Din sikhat le ho chua ma som na pathian na changin dong lo ma sela lalpa lam ma an thin lung an da thi na.
So which category are you in?
Chu wai nang po khoyang chi a chuan nge i om.
It's a very selfish way to live if I come to God only to think in terms of the gifts he can give me.
Ama somna bese wang ringata pathian hnen lampan kan ni chuan mi huam hau tak le mi duam tak kan ni ti na anianga.
Even Jesus, when he was on earth, there were many people who followed him.
Lali so khovela on lai po khan mi tam takin an zui thi na ni ti kan sia a.
But why did they follow him?
Masen wangin nge an zui.
They followed him because they wanted something for themselves.
An zui na chan tam tak kha chu an ma ni ham thana tur enge mola li swa laka kha ran be se pha.
Maybe some healing, some blessing, something.
Ma som na te mo enge mo nat na ti dam na te mo khang khan be se thi na.
But the disciples who left everything to follow him, they didn't follow with that reason.
Amara chu azir tir te an engkim kalsana ama zui tu te khan khatyang ri rupu khan an zui lo ani.
They gave up their job, they gave up their home in order to follow him.
An inte an sum don na te kalsanin lali suwa kha an zui ani kha.
And so they got God's best.
Ti chuan an ni ho khan pathian lakatanga thil tha mu the ang zong zong kha an hu ani.
If you want God's best in your life, then you must decide to be a disciple.
Chu wangin pathian me na changa thil tha fam kim hu i be sei ani chuan lali suwa zir tir ni turin bua sai angai ni.
We can put it like this.
I had the song here and handa don sinila.
Some people think, what is the minimum I must give to God?
Mithen khat chuan lal pan hena kat tek tur tlen thi ang ber hi enge ni.
And there are others who think, what is the maximum I can give to God?
Tin athenin pathian na kapek thi ang tam kapek tam thi ang ber chu engeni ang tin zo thina.
For example, when we have to pay taxes to the government,
Until nan sorkara thia lo choi don ta ang ni la.
Nobody thinks, what is the maximum tax I shall pay to the country?
Tuman kapek tam thi ang bir chu in zang e niang ti in kan ngai tu ang ai lo.
Nobody thinks like that.
Su tiang tuman kan ri ruaw ngai lo.
Everybody will consult with lawyers and tax consultants to find out, what is the minimum tax I have to pay?
Amithiam zok te le tiang ko nga ri ru nei zok te kan ro nanga kapek len thi ang bir nge niang ti in kan chu thi na ni.
No, that is all right when it comes to paying taxes. We don't have to pay the maximum. Pay the minimum, that is enough, that is righteous. But when you come to give to God, if you come like that, and you give to God thinking, what is the minimum I must give to God?
Then patiana na in pek line ka pek tu za thi atlem thi ang ber chu engzang enge niang ti ngai tu ani chuan.
Then you'll always be a miserable Christian.
Chu ti ang ri ru pua patian ta na in pe ini chuan ring tu khongai tha ber te jing ami.
Unhappy, unhappy and without the joy of the Lord.
A lung oi na nei lo patian mal som na po dong lo patian lom na po nei lo ring tu ini don ani.
Now we saw one picture of a person trying to pay his taxes. He pays the minimum required.
Tuna khan chia choi chung chang atlen thi ang ber choi tum mising chung chang kan
lai a. Let's look at another picture.
A ale lam lo en le tai la.
Here is a young man who is very much in love with a girl whom he wants to marry.
Tan tlang wal pakhat. Nula pakhat a ngai jong em maya.
And
nei po du hia la.
He doesn't think, what is the minimum I must give her? If he goes to buy a gift for her, he won't buy the cheapest thing in the market.
He
will buy something expensive. Because his heart is full of love for her. So there is a difference between these two. In the Old Testament, people lived like this. What is the minimum I have to give to God? So they were told by their leaders, the priests, that you must give 10% of your income to God.
An pui thiam te khan mi pui ten he na khan in soma pakhat in pe thin turani ti nan ju ti thin ni.
They were not very happy to do that.
An me tanga soma pakhat pe kha an lom te chiang lo bani.
But they said, oh, if we don't do it, God will punish us.
Ma se an ru chon a ha te ngi kan ti lo chuan pathian in min sem don sia ti te nan ngai tua.
So we don't want to be punished.
Sem tor kan du bok si lo wa.
Just like people say today, if I don't pay my tax, the government may catch me. I don't like to do it, but I have to do it, so I'll pay my tax. In the same way in the Old Testament, the Israelites paid their 10%. Not happily, but out of compulsion.
Lung oi na nilawin ti lui na ang zokin an pechina ni.
And the priest told them, one day in seven in a week also you must give to God.
Tin an pui thiam te paw khan kar khat ni sari chumin ni khat pathian he nai petura ni din an sil bok thina.
That also they were not happy to give.
Tu paw chu an du lem lo ani.
Particularly the Jewish shopkeepers and businessmen, they were not happy to close the shop for one whole day.
Abik takin zura sum dong ho le dor kai ho khan kar kha chunga voi khat ni lenga dor ha kha an du lo wa ni.
But the rule was, from sunset on Friday evening till sunset on Saturday evening, you must not do any work.
So an da na chuan zir tom nit lai nit lak atanga atuk in rin nitlai nitla khenkhan na eng ma tho tu ani la wa chu chon dan ne ani ya.
Do you think all those Jewish shopkeepers were very happy to close their shop and praise the Lord and be in fellowship with God during that time?
Sum dong ho le dor me ho mi ho sa ho zu da ho khan khati chung khan an dor khami leng da kar som ni pali khara patian na in pola patian bia kha an du in in ri em.
No, they called the Sabbath a burden.
Zu wang in an ni ho khan sabat kha tho ni a kha thuri ni a anai ni.
They unhappily closed their shops on Friday at sunset.
Zu wang in dana ni sia lu oi lo tak lom lo zetin zirtom nit lai nit la ka an dor kha anan khar ve thi na.
And they would sit gloomy and unhappy for 24 hours.
Da kar som ni pali chu an khar zo chona ti tau mel
because their mind was not on God, it was on making money.
Athan chu an ri ru kha pathian biak na lama an ni lawa.
And
on
Saturday evening, they were just waiting for the sun to set. As soon as the sun set, they could open the shop again. What was their attitude towards God? Nobody could find fault with them because they kept the law.
Dan sapatan soma wang kha tu manan mani kha chon soi sel thei mi alo.
But their attitude was not right.
Ma se anri ru pujia kha adik lawani.
Even though they kept the shop closed for 24 hours, their attitude was not right.
Do an dor te kha da ka som ni pali chum khar ma sela anri ru la adik lawani.
Attitude was, what is the minimum I must give to God?
An ngai tu ana chuan pathian nen atlen thi ang pere nge tin nge ka pek yang.
And what is the maximum I can have for myself and my family?
Tin ke le ka chung te tan atam thi ang pere nge ka nei thi yang ti te kha kha ngai thua ani pere ni.
Today there are many Christians like that also.
When I hear su tiang jing tu su tam ta
their attitude to God is, what is the minimum I must give to God and what is the maximum I can keep for myself and my family?
Patien lama ni ru pujia su patien ta ni kapek lem thi ang ber enge ni ti le ki le ka sung te ta ni enge tam thi ang ber kan lak lu thi ang ti hi ani.
That is the difference between a believer and a disciple.
Chu wang in chu chu ring tu ti le zui tu zir tir ti na.
A disciple's attitude is not like that. A disciple says, what is the maximum I can give to God?
And
what is the minimum I can have for myself? Now, all of us who are sitting here, we can decide which of these two we are. Now in the last 35 years, as I've traveled around India, I have seen different people who are going to Bible school and doing Christian work.
I've seen that if
parents have got a very brilliant child, then they say, we must train him to become somebody big in the world. He must be an engineer or a doctor or some senior officer in something.
Engineer emo, doctor emo, emo sorkar officer lian tak ni sela tu tu andu tu sama ni chi na.
But if they have a son who is always failing in the class and not able to pass his examinations,
amar tu papa le khazir pe lo thiam thei lo school apo failing mai an nei chuang,
then they say, we can send him to Bible school to serve the Lord.
Ti to khat yak pa kha pa kha a Bible school emo zir tir tai la tir tai la ti chon pathian rong bol sela an ti thei na ni.
What is that attitude?
Give
the best to the world and give the worst to God.
And
the same way with their own lives. Many people, they live their whole life making money in the world.
And
after they retire when they are 60 years old, then they say, now let me serve God. This is what I have seen in many, many places. I'm not saying that we should train our children all to go to Bible school or be pastors.
In fact, Bible school and pastor to rin tier zo five lo kati na chuni chuang na reng lo.
No, let them choose whatever they want to do.
Andu su thang ve se la.
But we must teach them to live for God wherever they work.
Amai ro su nu le pa ten khoi mu na po om se la. Lal pa ta na nung tu rin kan jirtir tu.
If they do business, they must live for God.
Sum dong na la man kala ni pon lal pa ta na nung tu.
If they are doctors, they must live for God.
Doctor randi pon lal pa ta na nung tu.
If they are teachers, they must live for God.
Jirtir tu randi pon lal pa ta na nung tu.
If they are clerks in an office, they must live for God.
Office na thok pon ni sela lal pa ta na nung tu.
That's the main thing.
Tu sa poi mo ber tu ni.
That they say, how can I make use of my life for God? What is the maximum I can give to God with my one life? When we think of how much Jesus gave for us, and we think of what we give to Him, what a comparison. I can give more if I want, but I don't. Then I have not understood how much the Lord has given me. How much do you think the Lord has given you? Supposing somebody on your birthday comes and gives you a gift of a ballpoint pen. That is only 6 rupees. Anyway, it's a gift, you're thankful. And another man on your birthday gives you a gift of a property with a house for your birthday.
Is it
the same? How much do you think the Lord has given you?
Has He
only given you a ballpoint pen?
Ballpoint pen so pen ringen.
Is that all that Jesus gave you? Or has He given you something more expensive than expensive property?
And
what are you going to give in return to Him? If I don't understand what the Lord gave me, I will not be able to respond to give back to Him. I believe the main difficulty is many Christians have not understood how much the Lord did for them. I heard the gospel from when I was a little child at home. When I was a small child, I heard Jesus died for my sins.
But
I gave my life to Jesus only when I was
19.
I'm thankful I gave it at 19 and not when I was 50.
But
when I gave my life to Jesus Christ, I did not give my life to Christ to escape hell.
No.
I said, Lord, you have given everything for me when you came to this earth. What shall I do? I must give everything to you.
Karirua ka intek na riru chia chu. Lali su kho pe lai local khan inun na zong zong eng kim min ron pe a. Chu wang in ka pek le le thi tam be chu kanun hian ye ithe na karon.
Whether I go to heaven or to hell, that is not important. But Lord, I must give my life to you. 100%. My plans, my ambitions, everything.
And
I can say the Lord has made me a happy man. If you give yourself to the Lord like that, and say, Lord, I give up all my ambitions for the future. Because when you came from heaven, you did not give 10% for me, you gave
100%
for
me.
So I also must give 100% to you.
So wan su tiang pokin ke pokan ne izong zong kan ni na zong zong a bo bang lom lo ni the na karon pe.
Now the Bible says that the relationship between Jesus Christ and us is like a husband and wife.
Bible suan la li su le mi sing in lai chin na hi nu pa in kar ang ani.
So think of a marriage for husband and wife.
In le na hi ang ngai tua sin ula.
And the husband gives 100% of everything he is to his wife. And the wife gives 10% of herself to her husband. It's not a very happy marriage. A happy marriage will be where husband gives 100% to his wife, wife gives 100% to her husband. That's the difference between a believer and a disciple. We're trying to understand in these mornings what is true discipleship. If you're a believer, your life is like this. Jesus gave 100% for you. And you give the minimum 10% to him. Minimum. You come for one or two meetings in a week. You read the Bible for a few minutes every day. You give money in the bag. And you live the rest of your life for yourself. That's a believer. Jesus has given 100%, he gives 10%.
And
such people are always unhappy. They never come into the fullness of the joy of the Christian life. But a disciple is different. He gives 100% to Jesus just like Jesus gave 100%
to him.
I'm not saying you must give up your job. Do you know that the Apostle Paul, he did not give up his job when he was serving God? Paul was not a full-time pastor or worker. He was a tent maker and he worked to support himself. The rest of the time he was serving God, traveling here, there, preaching.
So,
that is a good way to serve the Lord.
dan tu dik tak su.
In fact, I think that is the best way to serve the Lord.
A ke pi chuan chu lo chu rong bol dan dang a om lo hian hian ka sia.
Where we work and earn our living and spend all our time and energy to serve God.
Na kan phu kang a kan ei tur kan phu anga chu ti lain kan sak na zong zong le kan til ti the na zong zong khalal pa tan kan pe bok anga lal pa rong kan bol bok do na ni.
So all of us can serve God like that. You don't have to be a full-time worker or a pastor to serve God. If you visit somebody's home and share a word to bless them and encourage them, you're serving God. When you speak to somebody who is not interested in following the Lord and try to turn him towards the Lord, you're serving God.
Pathian lam ngai sakre le lo ten hena pathian thu in sila pathian lam hoi turin in so makhang te pokha rong bol na alunia.
Is it only pastors and preachers who can do that?
Thu shil tu te la pastor te chau hi chu chan ti turem ni.
All of us can do it.
Kan sa ba he chu khil chu kan ti thei.
But we must have this attitude to say, Lord, all that I have is yours.
Ma sa poi mo ber chu lalpa kan i zong zong kan i na chom ne ni ta ni kan ti chu ri ru kan pu chu angai ni.
We read in Luke 14.
Luka bung som le palia ka.
Verse 26.
Sang som hi le paruka.
Jesus said, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children, brothers and sisters in his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
Lali suwa suan. Tu po kan he na lokal suan. Apa te, anu te, anu pui te, afa te, a unau te, a parnu te.
See, there is a natural attachment that we have to our father and mother. They have done so much for us, we want to please them. The Bible itself says that we must honor our father and mother and take care of them when they are old.
Bible po hian nu le pa so moi tu chung chang la so ya an tar nu a po kan en kol tu ra ni zia.
So there's nothing wrong in that.
So that on til po yan ni lo.
We must honor them, we must take care of them when they are old.
Nu le pa te chu kan en kol anga an tar huna pe chong kan dong dong kan tu ra ni zia la.
We must not allow them to hinder us from following the Lord.
Amma ero chu lal pa rong kan bol na kong a hen an nu kan zui na kong a hen kan nu le pa te min ti thuan ok tu ra ni lo.
Supposing you are a grown-up young man,
and
the Lord calls you to obey Him in some way. Suppose the Lord spoke to you last night saying, you must return that money that you took wrongfully from somewhere.
You
have to return some 3,000 rupees which you took wrongfully from somewhere.
And
you have decided in your heart you are going to do it because you want to obey God. So you tell your father and mother, I have decided to follow Jesus, I am going to give back that 3,000 rupees.
And
then your father and mother say, no, there is no need, it is not so important, don't just listen to all that these preachers say. But you tell your father and mother, no, it is not what the preacher says. The Lord has spoken to
me.
And then your father and mother say, yeah, you think that the Lord has spoken to you, it is just your feeling. After about 15 minutes of discussion with your father and mother, you decide, yeah, maybe I should not return that 3,000 rupees, it is alright. And You see what happened? You see what happened? The Lord spoke to you. Very clearly. But your father and mother made you turn away from that. If you obey your parents in such matters and disobey God, you can never be a disciple.
And
you will miss God's best plan for your life. Don't think God's best plan is that you become a very rich businessman. See, Peter, James, John, Andrew, they were all fishermen. And one day when Jesus blessed them, their whole boat became full of fish. And after their boat was full of fish, when they came to the shore, we read in John 21 that Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me more than all these fish?"
In other words,
the question was, do you love me more, or do you love the way I have blessed your business more? Do you love more? Supposing Peter had said like this, "Lord, this is wonderful how you blessed me with so much fish.
2, please
do this every day. And I will become the richest businessman in Galilee. And I promise you, not only 10%, I will give you 25% of all my income."
And I will
support many of your workers in many parts of Palestine. Lord, please continue to bless my work. What would have happened? He would never have become an apostle. He would have missed the plan God had for his life just to make little more money as a fisherman. When I became a Christian, I was working in the Navy and I had great ambitions for myself. My ambition was to go to the top and be the Admiral of the Indian Navy. But after 5 years, the Lord said, "Leave your job and come and follow me."
That was about
30 years ago.
So,
immediately, I wrote my letter of resignation. That I'm
leaving.
Now when I look back over 30 years of my life, I said, "Lord, if I had not done that, I would have missed your plan for my life."
Lalpa, khati hun lai o khalo zom talo ilang chuan tu na hian ki mai khil tum hi ka thel don ani tin pathian po
God's plan is the best
pathian ina arem ruat nei atha bera chu ani zel
to become somebody great in this world is not the best
he kho vela miro pui tak ni tum le ni apo hi atha ber chu ani lo
I sometimes meet my old friends from the navy who are now admirals here and there
ka thian hui te ka tho pui te navy ka tho pui nge te po cha hen kan hu thina khoi khoi hun an tho na muna te admiral ten lo ni tho a
I am far happier than them
amar tu anni an kanung oi zo ka ni
I say God gave me a promotion much above all your rank long long ago
tin an ne na po ka soi thina a ke su pa thian ni min kai san ti ra tu len kai san na ai sa na hen min da ni
my brothers and sisters God's plan for your life is the best
unaudu takte u pathieni na innu na thil tu mai acha ber
when God tells you to do something do it
lalpan ti tu rashil te tu ti mai ro
when God tells you to give up a sin do it
swal kal san turin pathieni na shil te tu kal san mai ro
when God tells you to return some money do it
isum dik lauta kai la pekir la tu ra pathieni na shia tir te tu pekir la mai ro
when God tells you to spend some time reading his word and praying and fellowshipping with him do it
Bible chiala tong tai la man ne pol la hun mang tu na ron ti chuan mang mai ro kha hun kha
seek God
pathian song ro
that he can fulfill his plan for your life
su ti chuan inu na thil tu ma kha aron ti hoting don ami
you know when Moses was looking after the sheep of his father-in-law Jethro in the wilderness
Moses khan apu Jethro biram ram huaya ain kon lai khan
and God said come I have to send you for a job
pitwang khaten kon la khan pathian chon mosi lokal te na pek tu chaka ne yakati sok don cheni aron ti ta
if Moses had said no Lord I am quite happy here
amosi khanin alal pangor ra ta hen alung wa thak khom mai kaputen an biram kan ve ta ko mang ti ta
we would never have heard about Moses God would have chosen somebody else
khate khan nau ti ta sela mosi chan ti kan che don lo re re ani midang thang alo thang mai don
when Moses was in Pharaoh's palace
mosi kha faro ma on lai kha
as a young man
play ro tak tak ani lai khan
and he was growing up there he could have become the Pharaoh one day
khalai khan om tare selang chuang em ting ni amo son faro ai o in faro kha ani ve thi don ani
the bible says he rejected that because he wanted to live for god
amai ro chu khang ro pui na song song kha an no la pathian mi te ne na ti in ti du da tor pathian ta na nu kha du zo kha ni kha
supposing he had not listened to the call of god
pathian ko na kha thang ta lo se la
and decided no I must be the pharaoh
ani lo pathian ko nai chukat no langa faro ni
what would have happened
asela engai lo ni ang
we would not have read about Moses in the bible
bible a hian Moses am hian lang don lo re
he would have just been in the history books of the world as another pharaoh who ruled there and died and went to hell
ai guptaram samtin ji ana bua chuan faro pakhat ve mai kha alo ni mai don ani
in the same way if you don't obey what god is telling you
tutiang bokin pathian ina ko na ti thang lo ani chuan
you can miss god's plan for your life
lalpana inuna thil tum kha i thel the ani
supposing god sees some of you young people here and says I want to use that person in Mizoram to do a work for me
en jinga thalai chen khate hi lalpan ani hi Mizoram chunga karong bol turin en na ta ne muka duani tin lo ti ta sela
you may be only 17 or 18 years old
kum som pasari kum som pari ate mo chou point he
and god is trying to prepare you to serve him
pathian ina rong bol turin buat sai che atum ania
and you don't obey
amai ro chu nang chuang ar buat sai tum ang che khali om
you don't do what god tells you to do
lal panati tura ti che iti si la ha
then you can miss god's plan for your life
pathian ina kha na thil tum nang ma thil tum zong zong kha
ti
pel san thei ni
jesus said if you want to be my disciple you must love me more than your father and mother
lali su asuan zui tu mi zui tu ni du suan inu le pa ain ki mi phang ai zok tu ran
also said you got to hate your wife and children
ine pui le i pa te po i kal san tu ran ni ti min shila
you see why adam sinned
Adam kha envangin ye swalatlu
have you ever understood why Adam sinned
Adam kha envangin ye swalatlu tin ngai tua tonga ya
if you read Genesis chapter 3 you read that the devil never spoke to Adam
Genesis bung thum in chiar chuan setan kha Adam kha abireng reng lo
the devil was very clever he only spoke to his wife
setan hi apin khop maya
He knew the wife is weaker. If I make her fall, through her, I can make her husband also fall. So after Eve ate the fruit and disobeyed God, then she told her husband, here is some fruit. Why don't you eat it?
It's good.
It'll make us wise. We can say that Satan tempted Eve, but it was Eve who tempted Adam. Satan did not tempt Adam directly. Most of the time, Satan tempts us through somebody else. Sometimes through your wife. So Eve came to Adam and said, eat this. So when Adam saw this, a little struggle in his heart. Now shall I love God or shall I love Eve? God says, don't eat it. Eve says, eat it. If I say no to Eve, she will just shout and yell and there'll be a big fight in the house. So for the sake of peace, I shall listen to my wife. That is how many husbands are today also. For the sake of peace in the home, they listen to their wife and disobey God. Such husbands are not disciples. A disciple will say, I'm sorry, my wife, I love you, but I love God more. I'm willing to do anything for you, my dear wife, but not at the cost of disobeying God.
But
Adam was not like that.
And
many husbands today also are not like that. And that's why they cannot be disciples of Jesus. To be a disciple of Jesus, you must say, Jesus is more important to me than my father and mother, and also more important to me than my wife and my children. He also said here, you must hate your brothers and sisters. Verse
26.
And that is another problem we have. Our relatives. What will they say if I do this? And my brothers and sisters in the church in which I've grown up from my childhood. What will they say if I do this? Do you ever think like that? Then you're not a disciple. A disciple doesn't think like that. A disciple says, I don't care what my relatives think. I don't care what my pastor and elders think. I don't care what the others in the church think. This is what God has told me to do. I'm
going
to obey him. Particularly if it is a clear command in his word. If something is clearly written in God's word, There is no need for you to consult anybody about it.
But then, to a till chiang tak, chiang fet poka ziat ani son midang iron kerang ailo.
If there are other matters which are not clearly written in God's word,
amai ro su till tam tak chiang lutuk lem lo te po lo om thea.
Then it is good to pray with people who are older and more mature before you take a decision.
But
things that are clearly written in God's word, there is no need to consult anyone. What Jesus said, we do. You know, once Jesus was preaching to a multitude.
And
his mother and his brothers were trying to come through the crowd to try and meet him.
And
somebody came up to Jesus and said, your mother and your brothers are trying to meet you.
And
you know what Jesus said? He said, who are my mother and my brothers? These disciples of mine who hear the word of God and do it, these are my mother and my brothers.
To
be a disciple of Jesus means to be like him. He took that position himself. I will obey God more than mother or brothers. The Roman Catholics teach, if you go to Mary, the mother of Jesus, and she tells Jesus, then Jesus will do anything.
That's a
lie. Because once Mary told Jesus, there is no wine in Cana.
And
he said, woman, what have I to do with you?
I'm not going
to listen to you. My time has not yet
come.
So, to follow Jesus means we do what he did.
I said that
yesterday that Jesus is our example. He does not try to teach us swimming on a blackboard. He swims in the river and teaches us to follow. Supposing Jesus had sat in heaven and told us how to live a good life on earth. All that he said would have been true. But we would have said, Lord, you don't understand how much we are struggling here.
Lord,
Lord, you don't understand what a struggle it is against temptation. What you say is correct. But you don't understand how great a struggle it is to overcome these sins. That is why the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 2, Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 17, it says here, he had to be made like his brothers in all things. Hebrews 2 verse
17.
He was made like his brothers in everything, it says. We are his brothers. He was made like us in everything. Have you ever read that verse? When he was in heaven as God, he was not like us in everything. When he was there, he gave commandments to the Israelites for 1,000 years.
Vana omlai khan Israel faten hena khan dan le thupe kha kum sang don kha ape ni.
But they were always failing.
Ma se pak tu ma khan an som thei lo kha thupe kha.
And after 1,500 years, he came down.
Ti jon kum sang khan sang hua kho vela alo chuk ta a.
And he became like his brothers in everything.
Ti chuan kho vela lo kal khan u nau te angin e ki ma in ang vekin alo om ta a.
To me, that is one of the most wonderful truths in the whole Bible. When the first time I saw it in the Bible, it brought tears to my eyes. I said, Lord, how much you love me. You didn't sit there and give me commandments. You came and became like me to show me how to live. Have you seen Jesus like that? He loved us so much that he became just like us. To show us how we can live in this sinful world without sinning. That's why he always said, follow me. Follow my example. It also says in Hebrews 4, verse 15, Hebrews 4:15. He was tempted also in everything, just like we are tempted, and he did not sin.
Okay.
What does it say there? How was Jesus tempted? The answer is there. Like we are. In how many points was he tempted? That's also written there. In every point. How many times did he sin? Never. You understood that? He became like us. In everything. He was tempted like us in everything. And he never sinned. And he says, follow me. I will give you my power. I want to show you another verse in Luke's Gospel, chapter 6. Luke 6, verse 40. I pray that God will open your eyes to see this glorious truth. That Jesus came like us. Luke 6:40. Jesus said a student is not above his teacher. But every student, after he has been fully trained, will become like his teacher. What a wonderful promise. If we are disciples, little by little, he will make us more and more like him. That is the main ministry of the Holy Spirit. There is a lot of confusion today concerning the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I'm not against any manifestation of the Holy Spirit. I'm happy to clap, raise my hands, praise the Lord, shout, I do all that. I'm happy to speak in tongues. I've done that for 20 years.
And
I'm baptized in the Holy Spirit. But I say the main purpose of the baptism in the Holy Spirit is not to teach me to dance, but to make me like Jesus. It's not to teach me to clap. Yes, I clap, I raise my hand, but that is not the main thing. The main ministry of the Holy Spirit is to make us like Jesus. Never forget that. A lot of people are confused. They say the Holy Spirit will come and you don't know what you will do. I lose control of myself. That's a lie. It's a lie. Because the Bible says in Galatians 5, Galatians chapter 5, and verse 22 and 23, here it speaks of the fruit of the Spirit. Nine things are mentioned here as the fruit of the Spirit. Please see Galatians 5:22 and 23. What is the last of these nine things mentioned here in verse 23? What is the last one? Self-control. Self-control. Not that I lose control of myself. But I have control of myself. If I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, I can control myself. I can sit down when I want. I can get up when I want. I can speak in tongues when I want.
And
I can stop when I want. Self-control. That is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. But when an evil spirit gets into a man, then he has no control over himself. He jumps, he falls, he cannot control himself. He shouts, he disturbs meetings because he cannot control himself. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is self-control. God is a God of order, not of confusion. Look at the skies and see the stars and the planets going in perfect order. They don't go here and there and hit each other. That is the God who created the universe. When we become His disciples, there will be a perfect order in our life. Let us not be deceived by the devil. We'll continue tomorrow. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your word gives us light so that we need never be deceived by Satan. Give us grace to obey you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.